Having innovative institutions of higher learning in a community has a positive effect on the entire community. When the institution is held in high esteem nationally and globally, as is case Western Reserve University, the technologies and innovations that they create and attract can tremendously impact a region. Case's annual CollabTech event featured three world-class announcements, any one of which would be a feather in the cap of any university. In this podcast, Case CIO Lev Gonick discusses the event and these three possibly game-changing collaborations. Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. We're speaking here with Lev Gonick, CIO of Case Western Reserve University. Lev, we're here at CollabTech. What is CollabTech?
Hey, first, hey, Dan. It's great to have you here again. And CollabTech really is a collection of presentations and people to talk about the intersection of technology, innovation, and education. And we have, as you've seen here, plenary sessions, we have keynote sessions, and we have lots and lots of breakout sessions, actually over 50 speakers in total, sharing best practice from across education as well as industry.
So what kind of people are here? Is it faculty, students, business people?
It's the whole enchilada, Dan. Basically, we have registered 310, but we had 400 programs and they're all gone. So I'm going to assume there are 400 people here who really are coming there, largely faculty. We have a whole track on faculty innovation. We have a whole series of tracks on mobility, on green IT on campus, on collaboration technologies, the future of publishing industry. And again, those are professionals, both from industry as well as faculty members who are helping to demonstrate and share best practice.
So we've got all these people in the room here and in the various locations here at Case, but you've also got a bunch of virtual attendees.
That's right, Dan. We've got two different virtual audiences. One, we've seen a lot of because it's so visual, and that's in Second Life. We have about 50 colleagues regularly joining us at each session as we're actually live streaming into Second Life. We also have a live H323 high-def video stream of our major sessions actually going out in real time, and all of those will actually be saved so that anyone who's listening to the podcast or reads your article will have a chance to come back to the sources of these presentations.
You know, there's a lot of interesting ideas being discussed today, but there are three announcements that you made this morning with the university that you could briefly touch on. The first with the Amazon Kindle DX.
Yeah, we think these are all huge and maybe indeed game-changing kinds of announcements. The first was actually announced yesterday in New York with Jeff Bezos at Amazon and President Barbara Snyder from Case Western Reserve University, and that's a partnership between Amazon and the Kindle community at Amazon to work with higher education on an opportunity to bring textbooks onto their new Kindle DX reader and to actually work collaboratively with universities to answer the question, what difference will the Kindle DX make to student learning? The second major piece that we shared is that Case Western Reserve University has been selected by Linden Labs, the folks who bring us Second Life, to be the beta site in the world to launch a new education-only garden wall experience for Second Life. Today, of course, it's a very large and public grid. Our goal is to begin to carve out private grids for Second Life experiences, and along with the New Media Consortium, Case Western Reserve University will be piloting this activity in the summer. And the last piece, briefly, was with Cisco Systems, in which we are working with them to actually bring a smart building technology into play for college campuses across the country, with a goal of meeting our strategic goal of being green, smart, and using IT.
Yeah, this is really an honor for the university and for Cleveland. These are any one of these three announcements would be a feather in the cap of any university. It's really something to have them all here.
Well, it's extraordinarily exciting. The reputation of the university is obvious and building, and there's a lot of great momentum moving forward. And I think, you know, the combination of the president's very public view and our efforts in IT and other parts of the campus to align ourselves to that vision is helping to bring a huge amount of visibility. And in the IT industry, we're always being approached by companies who want to work with us at the university to see about introducing their technologies and for letting us use them to evaluate and assess.
And finally, you know, this isn't just ivory tower stuff. CASE is a sandbox for some of these technologies, but they will have real-world commercial and business applications.
Absolutely, and our commercial and tech transfer office has been a partner with us from the beginning. Mark Kutikia and his colleagues have been strategically involved with us, and there are a number of people here at our lunchtime keynote who are engaged with us on developing new technologies, but with an eye that some of them may indeed be commercialized.
Well, listeners, I have to tell you, after this keynote that Lev just mentioned, he was surprised with 100 or so birthday cakes that everyone lit and sang happy birthday, Lev. So we wish you a happy birthday, Lev.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. I think I'm still a little red in terms of embarrassment.
That's terrific. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.